Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. A few minutes past 4 p.m. every Tuesday. We get a couple of our friends together on opposite sides of the aisle, and we kick around current events or politics, whatever's going on. Today, we have the head of elections in St. Charles County, Kurt Barr, and running for state senate is our good friend Steve Butts. Good to see you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Good to see you.
This is a great place to come, isn't it? Like, we have great conversations here.
We do.
Because we keep a-holes out. That's what it is.
See, life is simple, Dave.
Yeah.
Just keep the a-holes out then.
Am I right, Rach? We had a couple a-holes on. I'm like, don't ever ask them to ask back again. So.
Well, because they're not fun.
Yeah.
It's not fun to talk to people.
They're not cool.
Who are just going to steamroll or what have you.
I have a question. So it's my sense that national politics is playing a very big part in Jefferson City. One, is that true? And two, is that different from, like, Kurt, back when you were in the body?
I mean, you want to answer about now?
Okay, well, I'll go first on that. So, yes, it's very true. And never been more true than the 7+ years I've been there. The best example for your listeners, Dave, really is just what happened on the redistricting of the maps. It was insane to me that a governor who absolutely knows better, the majority of the Republicans there, didn't want to do it. And I mean, they just marched in lockstep to directions from the White House. Something I actually lost a bet for a dinner with one of my daughters. I said, it's not going to happen. They're going to run out the clock, just pacify the crazy guy in the White House. But that wasn't the case. And I guess I'm just too naive, but I'm going to get more jaded as time goes on here. But that was the best example.
Do they, because you obviously have discussions with them, they're your colleagues, do they try to justify, or they just kind of go, hey, it is what it is?
This is what, you know, and I, of course, you know, they just don't say it publicly enough, which kind of surprises me about Republicans. Yeah, we know this is a bad idea. We don't really want to do it, but we have to do it, so we're going to do it.
So the current map that they just did in special session this year is probably the most stark example of, you know, the federal government, the White House specifically, telling the state this is what you're going to do, and the state having no change in that process. You know, the White House gave the legislature a map, the legislature passed the map. That certainly didn't happen. When I was in the legislature, when we did the redistricting, we had to lose a congressional seat. Remember, we had Carnahan's CD3, and that had to, well, a seat had to go away. So we decided, you know, as a Republican majority, it'd be that seat. There was still a lot of give and take. The delegation would come, both Republican and Democrat members of Congress would come and you know, lobby for, you know, certain neighborhoods to be in their district or whatnot. There was a lot of negotiation among the legislators themselves at Jeff City of how to build that map, as opposed to what happened this year. So that's probably the most extreme example of, you know, marching orders coming down from high and the legislature being a lockstep. Typically, what I experienced was the tone of D.C. and the larger themes of here's the policy issues that are important to the voters trickling down. And if there was a national issue, how do we handle that at the state level? And how did that affect either our legislation or our discourse? I saw that more so than, you know, the national delegation saying, hey, guys, you should pass this law or you need to do this policy.
Yeah. So something that I have said many times, and you hear it from people like me who say things like, we're a 50-50 country. And a Republican president should govern everyone, like a Republican governor, and vice versa for Democrats. Is that a lot of happy horse crap? I mean, like, when you're actually in the job, are you just pretty much looking out for what your party wants? You're not really thinking, Steve, for example, what are my MAGA people, the 10 I've got in my district, what are they going to think?
Yeah, though that's happy horse crap. It is just not the way it goes. Now, I mean, if you win an election, I mean, yes, you're certainly the representative for everybody in your district. That being said, I mean, your base gets you there. Your base comes first. It's sort of like in business, right? Your best customers. Everybody gets good service, but maybe somebody gets a little bit better than the others, you know, for all the obvious reasons. Just to jump back on what Kurt said, it is amazing to me. In 2022, I went through the redistricting process. We debated for weeks and weeks, probably a grand total of 8 weeks, something like that. And this time when we went back for a mid-decade, never been done in 120-year thing, it was about 2 hours. And the crazy thing was, both the governor and a bunch of the Republicans saying, no, this was our map. We didn't get this from the White House. And we're like, everybody knows you're lying about that. Why not be truthful about that? I was just shocked. We're not even truthful about that.
Now, to go back to your question, I'll quote Barack Obama, 2008, elections have consequences. I mean, it has been the standard that whoever holds office, they run on their philosophy and their principles. And I think that's a good thing. As long as everybody's honest with the voters, I believe in this, and this is how I'll govern. And then if voters choose they don't like that governance, then they can, you know, exercise that right in the next election to, you know, choose somebody else.
So somewhere between, let's all be grown-ups and admit that we're taking care of our side first, somewhere between that and an AI video of the president wearing a crown dumping poop on American citizens who disagree with him, we could probably find some common ground, right?
Yeah, there's plenty of room between those two extremes. I did watch the video, and I was just like, with AI, right, you never know who really puts something out. And I was just like, you've just got to be kidding me when you think there's one more insane thing that can't happen. But yeah, there is some common ground. And actually, when you get down to the work of governance, and certainly at where rubber meets the road on local issues, there is a lot more of that. You know, it's not as philosophical when it comes to SNAP benefit programs or funding for a school. You know, there's some fighting on the funding level, but you're not fighting philosophically about what needs to be done.
Yeah. We were just talking about earlier in the show, the city, and we fired yet another Dr. So-and-so as the superintendent of the St. Louis Public Schools. We're going to pay her about $750,000. As much as you guys can be honest, remember when we were playing Little League Baseball? We all knew who the easy out was. When you're trying to govern, are you always looking at the city like, oh, God, this guy's up?
Okay, as the city guy here, and I love the city, defend the city. I'm very glad that the Senate 4 district is half in the city, half in the county. But that being said, when you're in Jeff City, there is definitely a prejudice, a chip on your shoulder. I mean, there's just some people in Jeff City that just hate the city of St. Louis in particular. And I keep saying, you know, we're fighting back, but doggone it, we shoot ourselves in the foot just so many times. I mean, Here's another good example. I'm like, this woman was just hired with a whole team that barely made it out of Dodge without being indicted. And somehow she stays. This is the best we can find. I'm like, I don't believe that. And I don't think anybody really believed it. And then to say, we just extended and gave a for real contract, and now we're going to buy it out. you know, 3 months later, I'm like, this is no way to run any organization. That's shocking. Our sheriff being in jail is a joke, and the guy just won't resign. I mean, it seems never ending.
Yeah, it really
One
does.
Step forward, two steps backwards.
Yeah.
I mean, because the city is so blue, it's easy for Republicans to just say, look, you know, St. Louis or Illinois or D.C., you know, they're the problem. But our state has, even when the Democrats ran the state back in the 80s and they had the supermajorities, there was still a urban-rural divide. You know, the rural Missouri and urban Missouri, you know, we have different priorities, different needs, different lives and everything. And so there's always that division. But, yeah, as I just pointed out, the sheriff, the school superintendent, it seems like right now the city just can't catch a break.
And it really, like, I've been down here since 1990, and it really does seem like the politicians. As a city, we got it all. We have a great city. We have people talk about this ad nauseum, but restaurants and theaters and sports and the bones of the city are great. In my lifetime down here, it always seems to be the politicians.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's true. We've got the public, the voting public. Number one, more people need to be informed and vote. That the turnout in primaries especially is just abysmal, right? Even in St. Charles County, I'm sure it's weak. It's crazy low in the city of St. Louis at times and certain areas. So we have to motivate people to vote. They need to be better informed. And when I first got into politics, I thought, you know, we talk, you know, left, right, blue, red, how conservative, whatever. I'm like, I'm down to competent, incompetent, empathetic, not empathetic. These are my only two criteria now. And the public has to demand it as I'm running for this position right now. You know, I'm creating like a vitae, like a resume of sorts, and saying, here's what I've done in my life. Here's where I went to school. Here's the business I worked at. Here's the family I raised. Here's the things I've done in the legislature. To me, you don't see that hardly ever. And that is something I really want to push, that anybody that's going to run for office, the voters should demand that background. And it's great that the press is involved and you need to dig into people's backgrounds, but it is like applying for a job. It very much is applying for a job. And you got to start with, what are your credentials?
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. And one of the primary criticisms I have of this administration are the people who've been appointed. Almost to a person, they are ridiculously underqualified. And I didn't vote for Trump. I didn't want him to win, but he's my president.
Right.
And the first time around, he picked pretty good people. This time around, he picked his own people. And here's the thing. There are so many Republicans, even MAGA Republicans, who I would have looked at and said, okay, this is a guy. This person knows what they're doing. They're qualified. But yeah, that's just been one of my biggest problems. It's just like the Cash Patels and
And the reason is because the first administration, Mike Pence, had a much larger role in picking all of these appointment positions. And he's a guy who understood government, understood, you know, Republican values and how to get the process implemented and make sure that policies were followed that way. And Trump has chosen a different tact this time around. And his picks are very different. Now,
for his agenda, it's working.
For his style, it is working. But, you know, coming down to like to local level, I mean, still everything like rises and falls on leadership. And just like a bad boss at a business will drive out good employees, bad leadership at the local level, where it's the city level or the county level, will drive people out. So they're like, hey, I can go and move across the river or go somewhere else, and I can live in a nicer area where we have efficient and competent government that can, you know, fill the potholes, take out the trash, and not have a scandal every other week.
You know, when you have a situation like that, if they just want to take a step forward and say, the electorate to me will always vote with their feet. So to your point, and I do think you see those patterns. Going back to what Dave, what you were saying, I'm amazed in this second administration who he has picked. The guy loves chaos. President Trump loves chaos. I mean, he just does. I think he can only live in that space, and his picks have proven to be, I think, chaotic. You look no further than, you know, the tariffs are at 100%, the tariffs are at 20%. I love Zelensky in Ukraine. I hate him. Putin's going to pay the price. We're buddies and going to go golfing next Thursday. It's crazy. And somehow, you know, we're surviving. I feel like we're just treading water. And I hope we don't really have a really dark moment that President Trump has to address, because I don't think the guy is capable of it.
Only about a minute left here, Steve, but what are your thoughts on your Democrat colleagues in Congress? A lot of people think they're not pushing back. A lot of people think they're feckless. I mean, how do you view it?
Well, okay, when you're, you know, I kind of like the job they're doing, I'm going to say, but when it comes to, I'm going to specifically say about the government shutdown, we have a bunch of government shutdowns. This one seems to be going on, you know, like 39 days, five, six, 7 years ago was a long time. We're at 3 weeks, getting close to it right now. I think they've made their point. It is absolutely time to come back to the table. It has always bothered me when it comes to your job is to pass a budget. Neither party is doing it. The Democrats should hold their feet to the fire. I don't care if they have to lock themselves literally in the room until they come out with the deal. That's what they have to do, because we're going to start having real suffering if people don't get paid in this craziness that the congressmen are getting paid during the shutdown.
Yeah. Kurt, how do you think the Republicans are handling it?
I mean, the Republicans are now showing that it's the senators, the Democrat senators, that are holding up the process right now, not letting the continuing resolution continue as they battle out these larger policy issues, and having these votes day in, day out to show that while they're in the minority, they're still being obstructionist on this point, I think will overall help the Republicans. But as soon as the food stamp payments don't come next month, there's going to be a lot of real pain for a lot of real people. Yeah. And I don't know how that's going to affect the congressman, but I do know it's going to affect, you know, my constituents in St. Charles County and a lot of people here in the city.
Yeah.
And so that is a real problem that I hope they can figure out before November 1st.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's Kurt Barr and our buddy Steve Butts. Thank you, guys. Great discussion as always.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
DGSKMOX. Would you guys like to hear my genius existential in the zone thought last night?
Sure.
Prepare yourself.
All right. Let me hold on. How should I prepare?
Just hold on to something.
Just like grab onto the desk. All right.
I'm holding my breath.
So I'm rehearsing for my band.
Yeah.
Looks like we're going to do the Black Friday afternoon gig. And so I've been playing drums a little more than I usually do, which is not at all. And the bass drum, right? I can play that as fast as most people can. Boom, 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 boom. That's easy. The art is when you don't hit the bass drum. I felt so smart last night.
Yeah.
I was like, that's the key to everything. It's what you don't do in life that creates the genius.
I get you. So it's the parts where you maybe hold back a little
Anyone
bit.
Anyone can overplay anything.
Oh, that's true.
A sport, a musical instrument, your life, your relationships. It's where you leave the space and the silence.
So that's a lesson I could learn, because there's a time to be quiet. And it may be more impactful.
It wasn't directed just at you.
Sometimes it's what you don't say, guys.
Last night I'm on the couch. I'm like, how do I make this guy shut up?
Yeah, no, that's actually a really good...
How about the bass drum thing?
That's actually, I mean, it is a great point.
Yeah.
Because there is something to that in everything.
Right.
Where it's not always just go, go, go. Sometimes it's hold back a little bit for a purpose.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good thought.
Thank you. Thank you.
Not that I'm going to apply the lesson or anything, because I can't, but...
And under that, I've written Kevin's shoes, because I keep forgetting to bring you my shoes.
I keep forgetting to ask
you guys
about
are sharing
it.
Shoes now? What's going
so,
on?
So, yeah. So, we did the interview yesterday for Cruz, for the Widows group. And we're doing the trivia night Friday night, and it's also a costume thing. So I don't know if I'm allowed to say what we're doing, but it's a part of the costume.
Yes. He needs my Chucks.
I need some Chuck Taylors, and I don't have any.
Nice.
And he's got Chuck Taylors, so I'm going to borrow them. Because the character that I'm playing always wears Chucks.
There you go.
Yeah.
Helping out my brother.
If you can figure it out from there, good luck. Party on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.